This is a Train for Trade Skills production with Tom James.
On TV, on radio and online, this is T4TS Radio. Hi everyone, I'm Tom Jinks and T4TS Radio is back. Today I'm joined by Patrick Morris and he's joining us now. Hi Patrick.
Hi Tom, how's it going?
Good, thank you. So let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I'm currently working as a protection master site person in charge on London Underground as a contractor. So I'm looking at starting my own business.
So have you always been interested in plumbing then?
Yeah, I have for some time actually.
So how are you finding the studying at home part of the course then?
It's probably to get motivated to start is the challenging bit. But once you get into it, the books are very informative. And if you follow the instructions, it really is. There's a lot of information, a lot to take in. So it's very good.
So you're on your practical training down in Southampton at the moment. How is that going?
Yes, very good. Very good. We're on the second day now and we're soldering up our first official assessment, if you like, from the practical cutting and soldering. So it's good to get some hands-on experience.
Have you been doing any practical work or getting any experience outside your course then?
Only really when friends have asked if I can help them fit a bathroom or change a tap or something in the kitchen, then I'd help out. But not as a career path just yet. So you get to make a few mistakes and learn via their houses as long as they're happy with what you've done.
So, Patrick, what tips would you give then to people who want to do what you've done and train to be a plumber? Have you got any tips or advice you'd give them?
Yeah, I would definitely say go for it. I mean, you can change your destiny and your whole future just by putting your head down, study, do what's necessary. I mean, if you pace yourself, you can work through it in no time. I mean, it goes quickly. It's very informative. But you do the time and it pays off in the end.
So what are your plans then when you finish your course? You mentioned you want to set up your own business. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I'd like to. I'll go on to to the gas engineering side as well. I want to get up as far as I can possibly go. Obviously, the more you can offer your customers, the better. And then, start a business, get a couple of people working, a couple of vans, and see where we go from there.
So if you had to sum up your whole course so far, your whole experience with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
Yeah, so it's very good. The tutors are very helpful. Obviously, the guys here at the practical side of things also very informative. They show you how to do it correctly, show you where you're making mistakes, and give you a good tip. So overall, it's very good. Very pleased.
Cheers, Patrick. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, Tom. Yeah, thanks very much. Take care.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.